Hi, I'm Mike Smith for Filmbook.com, and this is my audio podcast review of Season 1, Episode 1 of The Flash, City of Heroes, written by Andrew Kreisberg and Jeff Johns, and directed by David Nutter. There's a scene about 20 minutes into City of Heroes, the pilot episode of the new CW series The Flash, in which Harrison Wells, now wheelchair-bound after the particle accelerator accident, is giving a newly awakened Barry Allen a tour around Star Labs. While he's explaining about what happened to Barry and how some things have changed while he was in a coma for 9 months, the camera slowly pans away to a beat-up cage that looks like it was broken out of, and the cage is labeled Grodd. That's right, Gorilla Grodd. That the show is even willing to float around the notion that Gorilla Grodd, one of the most awesomely ridiculous villains ever created, already exists in this universe, shows a tremendous amount of confidence in what it wants to be and where it's going in the future. And confidence is the name of the game here. While there are elements of this pilot that are shaky in execution, the show commits to it with such gusto that anybody with even a remote interest in the show is almost guaranteed a good time. The shaky stuff mostly comes from two things. One, this is a pilot, and there's a lot of exposition that needs to come out so that everything makes sense. In that regard, the episode can sometimes feel rushed, especially in the first 10 minutes. The second is a problem that might end up plaguing the series throughout its run, which is that this is a CW show, and like Arrow, it's being tailored for a CW audience. That means bland love interests for a bland love triangle, impossibly good-looking young actors, and occasionally stilted dialogue that involves a lot more telling instead of showing. But those are relatively minor complaints because this pilot is a blast, and the perfect counterpoint to Arrow in almost every way. Where Arrow draws inspiration from Christopher Nolan's work on Batman, The Flash reminds me more of Sam Raimi's take on Spider-Man. This is a very good thing. Grant Gustin plays Barry with a nice mixture of dorkiness and a kind of gee-whiz personality, while still seeming competent enough to be a good detective, too. The rest of the supporting cast works functionally as well, and I like that Barry already has a large group of people who know that he's the Flash, except, of course, for his love interest Iris, because that would be too easy, I guess. Tom Cavanaugh makes the biggest impression as Harrison Wells, who seems poised to serve as a mentor to the Flash, at least for a while. Based on the episode's final scene, I think it's probably a safe bet that Wells will turn out to be evil by season's end. Don't know why, that's just a gut feeling. Director David Nutter is well known to the TV industry for directing TV pilots, and thus established a visual template for a wide variety of shows, including Arrow. His work on The Flash is superb. The show always feels energetic, Barry's powers look cool, and small touches like the text on screen describing the evidence as Barry investigates a crime scene really work to make the show feel unique. The actual plot of the episode is secondary. City of Heroes is more about introducing characters and setting than anything else. There is a story about a guy who has weather powers that's robbing banks, which gives us the opportunity to see the Flash in action and also allows Barry to run to Starling City to get a pep talk from the Green Arrow. This scene, and reading about some of the other plans for inter-show crossovers, reminds me a lot of the first season of Angel, which crossed over with Buffy a few times before it could really stand on its own. Hopefully the Flash grows to a place where showrunners will be comfortable enough to keep the shows mostly separated, but for now, these appearances should be a lot of fun. Anyway, that does it for me. Thank you for listening to the Flashcast. I'm Mike Smith. If you're listening to this review on YouTube or Dailymotion, please subscribe to our channel, like, and comment in the video below. If you're listening to this review via our podcast on iTunes, please subscribe to our podcast, rate it, and take a moment to give us a review. For more of my thoughts on The Flash and other films and TV shows, check out my work at filmbook.com or follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/msmithfilmblog. Hope to see you soon, Flash fans.